to play a little bit. And then at the even at the last minute and a half, our guys did a great job of keeping the puck down in their zone. And then about 20 seconds left, they get it up ice and shoot it in. And basically they throw a desperation shot from the corner. And they had a guy just back door, and it just somehow seemed to get through everybody to that guy back door. And he just, I don't know if we got a stick on it or he just ended up shooting it wide, but he had a lot of net to look at. Jamie got across, but he had a lot of that upper top in the net to look at. But fortunately, you know, like I said, he either whiffed on it a little bit or just shot it wide or got a stick on it. And we walked out of there with a hard-fought win, and I couldn't be prouder of our team dealing with all that adversity, because you're not only killing off 10 straight minutes, you got two defensemen gone in the game.
Yes, that was the big thing.
So we're down to four defensemen on the second night on a long trip, you know, with everything going on. Cliff Watson, I'm going to single these guys out. Cliff Watson, Jimmy Davis, Shane Hanna, and Mark Ock, I mean, did a phenomenal job killing those penalties off for us. I mean, just, you know, they were going every other shift there for that final, you know, basically the final, I guess, 13 minutes of the game. So they did a great job for us. And, you know, like I said, it felt, I mean, the feeling in the locker room after the game was tremendous, because, you know, it's like you really had to earn the victory and work through something. Not that the rest of the wins don't mean as much or feel good, but this one had a little extra, you know, because obviously we swept, you know, we felt that we maybe deserved the win. We got through it, some adversity, and obviously it makes that 16-hour bus ride home a lot better. I'm telling you that. There's no question about it.
All right, Coach, very good. And the Huskies go on to the 2-1 victory. They get the sweep over the weekend. Stay tuned. More of the Mel Pearson Show coming up, including Tanner Carroll will be joining us by telephone in just moments.
Bucko is at it again with outrageous pricing store-wide. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, 2 for $3. All Pepsi products of 12-pack cans, 2 for $9. All Mountain Dew 20-ounce products, only 2 for $2.22. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Check out that Gatorade and Powerade specials. Stay amped up for those cool nights of hunting with one-of-a-kind energy drink deals at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
You know who you are, brighter than the brightest star. Baby, you're the greatest I've ever kissed. There's nobody, nobody like you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move. Ask me again and I'll say it to you.
There's nobody like you, and there's nothing more refreshing than enjoying a Coca-Cola with your name or the names of your friends and family on it. Share Coke is back this summer with hundreds of new names and new ways to share. So head to your local supermarket and grab an ice-cold Coke for yourself, John, your dad, and maybe even one for John's dad. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
All right, welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are waiting and hoping Tanner will be able to call. Tanner Carroll from the Chicago Blackhawks, hoping to be able to check in with us. And in the meantime, Coach, why don't we get to a couple of your questions and for today. And let me get to the first one. This one actually came in late last week after the show. Said, would you be in favor of rule changes to get rid of both the face shield requirement and the game disqualification for fighting in college hockey.
Wow, that's I first and foremost, I would like to get rid of the full face mask, and the college hockey coaches are unanimous about that, to get rid of that. We'd like to go to, like you see the standard in the NHL, like the half shield. I think that would be good. I think, you know, sticks would come down. I think the hitting from behind hopefully would go away and be better, you know, a little bit more respect. I think anytime you get those full face masks, you feel invincible. I played the game here at Tech without I played without it, and then my senior year, so you go from nothing to the full face shield my senior year.
That's right.
And it was really strange, and I think there are some injuries caused and maybe some concussions now. You're looking down at that puck more because of the full face mask. You know, there are some blind spots when you wear it, so I would definitely be in favor of that. Fighting, they're going away from the NHL and pro hockey, and I'm not a big advocate of fighting. I think you have to allow the referees to do their game, and I think if you get rid of that full face shield, I think that'll help a little bit too. But I'm not proponent on fighting. I think if you get in a fight, you know, there's no question that you should be kicked out of that game and the next one. I agree with that. There's no need to bring that into our game.
All right, next question. Is the amount of supplemental discipline by the league more than what you'd expect at this point?
Wow, yeah, and I talked to supervisor officials about that, and he said it's way up this year already. So you don't want to referee by video. I've heard that term a lot. You don't want to, you want the referees to do the job, but video's there for a reason. And any of the real blatant, hits, I think you should review them. And, any major obviously is going to be reviewed automatically. And then there's been a couple this year where there's no penalties on the call, and we've had supplemental discipline. And I think that's good. I mean, we have to hold our players accountable, when the hits are not good. So, I think that's good that we do have the supplemental discipline, but I think we have to eliminate that. So, and anything we can do to get the high elbows, the hits from the hind, high cross checks out of the game is good. But I think what they're doing now is the referees, instead of giving game disqualifications, or giving game misconducts, and then after they'll look to see if it should be severe. Because if you give a game disqualification, that adds another game. That game plus one.
Right.
So referees are very hesitant to do that, just based because, a lot of times they don't get a full view at it or whatnot. So they'll give a game misconduct, and then they'll look at it after to see if there should be any supplemental discipline, which I think is the right way to go.
Right, because you're not.
Because you can't take the game DQ back. You can't. Once that's been called, you can't go back and say that was the wrong call. That stays in there, and the player has to sit.
All right, very good. Next question that we have for Coach. Having a clear number one goalie like Jamie, is Mel looking for a game to get a backup, some game experience, or is he okay with Jamie every single game?
I'm okay with Jamie every game, and I would like to get the other goalies in at some point, but Jamie is playing so well and he's locked in. He's an All-American candidate. He's a Mike Richter finalist. I mean, when you have a guy like that, when you have a horse like that, you ride him. Secretariat or keeps winning or. American Farrell, you're not going to give him a race off and decide to ride somebody else. You just keep riding him until necessary. So having said that, though, there might be somewhere in the schedule where we can get one of the other goalies in.
All right. What about thanks for those questions. I'm sure we'll have a couple more coming in just a moment. But what about some of the other games this weekend, Coach, in the WCHA? Some interesting series. How about the Bowling Green Lake State series? A couple of ties.
Yeah, a couple ties. And that's, Bowling Green's got three ties in the league. Right now, or sorry, the two from this past weekend, they went up to Anchorage, and I think they split up there. So interesting scores, especially because they're so low, the scores. Mm-hmm. And I've been in that Bowling Green rink, and usually there's a lot going on, a lot of goals scored, because it's like almost like a ping pong match in there. So, Lake State's playing well defensively. They've got good goaltenders. I know Bowling Green, they really like this Nell kid in net for them too. So, not surprised, but at the same time, any team can break out at any moment in this league.
All right. We'll take a break here in just a moment, and I think we have Tanner Carroll calling in here, so we'll talk to him in just a moment here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More of the Mel Pearson Show. More questions, too, if you want.
The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub new breakfast bar hours are 9 until 1 Saturday and Sundays, with the same great price starting as low as $8.95 for adults, $5.95 for kids. The breakfast bar includes all your favorites. Sausage, bacon, eggs, French toast, casserole, pancakes, potatoes, gravy, and biscuits. Fresh fruit and dessert will also include coffee and soda. Other tasty items will be available a la carte, like stuff.